Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I tell you there's truly too much to talk about, I'm not exaggerating it. There's got to be 50, easily, 50 stories that I think are very important. And if I boil it down, 20 for sure. And in a, I mean, I'm just thinking in a media day, you're hoping that, you know, maybe you could get three good stories that you would cover. There's at least 20. I could spend an hour on every subject. For example, the judge that blocked Title 42, Judge Summerhays. Do we really need to go into this? Donald Trump is trying to protect the border, was trying to protect the border. He says we're going to do leaving Mexico, all these things that are pro-America, pro-leaving people in their own countries, pro-legal immigration. I could go on, and these Democrats, these evil destructionists who hate America, are plotting against us by flooding our country with brown people because they say we need to be browned. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm already a minute into this show, and I haven't even given you all the topics. So we're talking about Summerhays, Title 42, and one issue, border. What about the guy who drowned? The National Guardsman who tried to save two people who were coyotes or whatever. They weren't even good people. And this guy, in a twist of ironic fate that only leftism can appreciate, he ends up drowning because he's trying to save two coyotes who are drowning. They live, he dies. You know what it shows? It shows the American spirit. That we're willing to give our lives even for people doing wrong trying to enter our country. Hallelujah! Oh yeah, when you listen to this show, we will always find the good that exists in this country because there is no better country on earth than this one. Welcome, conservatives. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And thank you for the phone calls. I want to thank Dan again for the $100 in nickels. First, I thought it was ammo. I was going to send him a love letter if it had been ammo. Man, this box of nickels is heavy. I could use some rounds to go to the range and keep learning how to shoot proper. You know, like old Paul taught me. Old Paul! Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. So much to talk about. Federal judge blocks Title 42, siding with the GOP-led states that ask for the courts to force the White House to retain the pandemic-era border policy. District Judge Robert Summerhays. I went ethnic on y'all. Excuse me, Robert Summerhays. Won't let Biden allow migrants to seek asylum through these illegal means. And they don't even need asylum. There's not like they're being forced out of their countries. We're supposed to be, look, I get it. It's a great place to be in America. I'm happy to be here. I would hate to be, you know, from El Salvador because I would be wanting to go to America. But God blessed me with being born here. A Native American. Yes, a native-born American. I'm not trying to get into El Salvador, but I'll tell you this. If I were leaving this country, it would be because I needed asylum. Because if I didn't need asylum, I would go legally. I don't even know why we continue to have this stupid discussion. It drives me crazy. Anyway, we need solutions. So, Donald Trump, we finally get another judge, because we had a previous judge who got rid of the mask. Hallelujah! Thank you, girl! She got rid of the mask. We need to just do an exploration of all these judges. I wrote this piece a while back. I said, no matter what happens with Trump, I wrote this probably in his third year when I just knew he was going to get that second term until he got cheated out of it. But I wrote this piece and I said, if you don't understand anything else that Trump did, watch these appointments of judges. These are going to reap benefits long term. And goodness gracious, we got a Supreme Court that's 6-3, kind of, you know what I mean? Should be 7-2 at this point. He appointed pretty good judges. He's certainly at the federal and district court level. Look at what we've already gotten. Told you guys we got a lot to talk about. Judge Summerhays. On January the 28th, 2018, Trump announced his intent to nominate Summerhays in what was the undetermined seat on the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. And on January the 24th, his nomination was sent to the Senate. He was nominated to the seat vacated by Rebecca Daugherty, who, by the way, was appointed by George W. Bush. And he took who took senior status on July the 5th of 2017. This is Daugherty. On April the 11th, 2018, a hearing on the nomination was held before the Senate Judiciary Committee, upon which Robert Summerhays was appointed. And now, from 2018 to now, 4 years, not quite four years, we get what we get. We get a guy who puts sanity and protects our border. Thwarts what Joe Biden was doing with his stupid policies. Good for them. Thank Donald Trump for those judges. These are going to have long-range impact. I told my team, I said, go look at who does Durham have to appear before judge-wise, because he's already getting some flack. Who does he have to appear before? So we can start looking at that, you know, seeing what may be coming down the pipe. What about the old infamous, is it the Ninth Circuit in California that we used to know was going to come out with negative stuff against us? Trump reworked that circuit court. We get no stupid rulings out of them, or a few of them, certainly a lot fewer now, because of the way that court got revised. The courts, man. That's what Trump was able to do. I don't know what Biden's done in the courts. I haven't followed it. Maybe we should look that up. But it isn't anywhere nearly as effective. And let me tell you, he's not going to have enough time to get people there, because this dude is gone. Biden is deader than disco. And which brings me to other stories in the news. Hunter Biden. Let me ask you, do you think in the next, leading up into the midterms, that we're not going to be able to talk about Hunter Biden? What about going into 2024? If people believe on the left that Hunter Biden is no longer going to be talked about, they are out of their minds. By the way, there's a tracker on MRC, Media Research Center, that tells you how much time they spent talking about Hunter. Given this story, he should be the lead in almost daily. You hardly hear him talking about it, but we will, and we got more when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too.
The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to discuss, folks, and we discuss things metaphorically on this show. By that, I mean, I don't pretend to be news. I just discuss what's in the news, whether it's real or it's fake. That's not for me to determine. That's for you to determine. We make no statement on real or fake, as this is just an opinion show, and the opinions are all mine. I say this because I want the leftists who monitor this show to understand that we are all free-thinking individuals. If you say to me, Kevin, it's hot where I live, I don't know whether it's hot where you live or not, but I'll ask you, well, how hot is it? What makes you decide that it's hot? Who's measuring hot? What is the temperature? It could be freezing where you live compared to somebody else. I'm in Arizona where it's 95 degrees. People go, it's hot. I go, it ain't hot. It's a matter of opinion. Minnesotans would look at 95 and think that they just burst in the flames here. Forget 117. You get what I'm saying? It's all a matter of perspective. You know, this fake news stuff. By the way, Twitter. I did a little exercise on Twitter the other day. I said, hey, we're going to do a test on the new Twitter. One, Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election. Two, January 6th is a hoax. Put on, it was done by Democrats.
3, Joe Biden is an idiot who couldn't win an election against Trump in 50 lifetimes. 4, Wu flu is a scam. 5, vaccines kill people and are under, those deaths are underreported. 6, Hunter Biden's laptop is not only real, it involves the big guy who's Joe Biden. I just went off. Because my attitude is, it's time for the truth. Let's see how Twitter handles the truth. That's what we do on this show. And as I mentioned in the first segment, we got so much to talk about. I could, any one of these subjects I could easily make into an hour. I could have made into an hour Title 42 with the border situation and the judges, the judge that blocked that, Robert Summerhays. And I could have also talked about the other judge who blocked the mask mandate. I would love to do just a feature on her. I'd love to interview her. She's a hero. She did what nobody, what we couldn't even do. She says, I'm done with the mask mandate. Sue me, Department of whatever. What is it, CDC or Department? I don't know who sues them, but sue them. She's daring them to. We got people with guts out there fighting for us. That's why I say to conservatives, are you kidding me? How could you not be optimistic, baby? I mean, look, you got God on your side. Are you a Christ follower? Whether you are or you aren't, I'll pray for you. I happen to be, and I'm flawed. And I welcome you to the party, because we're all flawed. And see, let me explain something to you, folks. Maybe if you aren't Christ followers, you believe in something. You can't be just getting through life going, well, it's all on me, you know. No, you. I know you believe in something. Like, I'm not trying to convert you. It's not about that. That ain't this kind of show. I ain't trying to be all Billy Black Graham up in here. Or Black Billy Graham. Take your pick. Billy Black Graham and I don't care. Billy Black Graham and I don't care. A take on Jimmy Crack Corn for all you people out there that are squeamish right now. Because Kevin's actually talking racial stuff on his program. Oh, man. I'm cracking myself up right now. As I said, the opinions are all mine. The statements are made are mine, not yours. Anyway, let's talk about this freak show of the Bidens, man. If Joe Biden hadn't become a senator and then got plucked out of the ashes to be vice president for baby black Jesus, this family would be a feature family on Maury. This would be one of those shows that, man, y'all remember that show? Kevin, I remember that show about the Bidens on Maury. Man, that's a freak show family right there, boy. Talk about the brother marrying the dead brother's widow and then telling her she needs to get AIDS tested and going on. And then he got videos with him with prostitutes and sex trafficking and doing drugs and all kinds of stuff. Man, this boy crazy. That family crazy. I would be one of my uncles talking to me about crackhead, the bad son, crackhead Hunter. Joe Biden's son, I'm reading this, demanded his brother's widow get tested for HIV in 2018 as their affair ended. This information came off of Hunter Biden's laptop. You need to get tested for HIV, Hallie, he wrote in all caps. That means he was yelling at her. That's what he titled the subject of his email to the widow, Hallie Biden. This is the woman who was married to his brother, Bo, the good boy. The one who died of brain. Look, he had to have some brain issues. Because if he didn't know those two were plotting his, you know, his demise, I mean, who knows what would have happened if Bo Biden didn't have brain damage and didn't die of brain cancer. Because they might have been plotting against him. Look, let me tell you something. Peggy is my older brother's wife. And Terry is my other older brother's wife. And I got cousins and people that, you know, that married women. I don't want none of them. They're absolutely beautiful women. Peggy's got what, close, I think 60, 62. Peggy looks like she's 40. When Peggy was in her 40s, she looked like she was 20. You couldn't tell Peggy from the kids, from the daughter. Her daughter, they look like, you know how you see those mother daughters and you kind of go, okay, I can see that they're close, But you still know that's the mother. No, Peggy and her daughter, you could not tell them apart. She was that, and Peggy had her young, too. So that's part of it, but she didn't have her 13. She had her, like, 18. But the point is, she really looked like that could be her daughter. By the time my niece Tasha was 16 years old, she and her mother looked like they were mom and sister. Beautiful woman. I don't want her. If my brother died, I wouldn't be like, yo, so Peggy, hey, what's up, girl? What you up to? I mean, aside the fact that Melissa would kill me. But I'm saying, even if I didn't have a biatty, as my grandmother would say, if I didn't have a significant other, a wife, I would still not want my brother's woman. That's just creepy. But Biden's did it. The freak show family that is. Now he's a, you need to get tested for AIDS. Now, here's the irony of this story. This is a dude who hangs out with prostitutes. It isn't conjecture on my part. See, this is the part of the program that I can tell you is legit. I don't have to guess. Hunter Biden has a laptop. I've seen the videos of him cavorting with prostitutes. Now, I'm not moralizing about it. Do what you want to do. But he's got some nerve. I don't know what Hallie Biden's been doing. For all I know, she's hooking on street corners, too. But I do know Hunter Biden is a, well, he's a, let's just pretend we're farmers and say he's a hoe, okay? You know what I mean? H-O-E. They're pronounced the same. He says, you need to reform me of the results today. I'm getting tested today. I've been sick scared, Hallie, and you hang up on me. The love you give is so disturbing. These Bidens are freaky, man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community, always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments, always speaking out for democracy, and always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. Russia is stepping up its economic war with countries in Europe.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Trump administration's COVID-19 response coordinator says transparency is the way to battle pandemics.
Don't just say things to American people, but tell them why. That's how I've battled pandemics for 30 years overseas.
Dr. Deborah Birx explaining that being open with information related to the pandemic is the best way to build trust with the American people. Speaking in support of her new book, Silent Invasion, Dr. Birx says the public wasn't properly informed on how to deal with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Then we have a president right now, sadly, who has absolutely no idea what the hell is happening. He's shaking hands with the air. He's walking around somewhat bewildered. I'd say it's no good. And taking orders from the Easter Bunny. You saw that one? No, no, no. You know, the Easter Bunny was a political operative. He did a good job, actually. That guy, we should hire that guy. He was very good. He said, no, no, don't talk. Don't talk. Don't talk to those people. And he's doing all of this while Putin does nothing but talk about nuclear weapons and destroying the world. We have our signals very crossed in our country. We've never had a situation like this. The choice this November is very simple. If you want to keep America in a death spiral of crime, look at what's happening on crime with these Democrat-run cities. Chaos, craziness, corruption, and historic national catastrophes. You must absolutely go out and vote for the radical Democrats. If you want to have a country that's going to be great again, you must vote and again. Thank you. That's very good. Look, very good. I like that guy. Again and again and again. You know, we had it great again, and then we said, I think we should do a comma, make America great again, again. You know, our new slogan was keep America great. The problem is they've done such damage. We cannot really say right now, and very sadly, that America is great. We're not respected anywhere. We're not listened to. It's very sad what's happened. So we'll say, make America great again, okay? But you have to vote for America First Republicans. There's no better proof that our country is being run by a deranged group of extremists than the treacherous crusade against American energy and Ohio energy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. That, of course, was Donald Trump. And, you know, look, here's what's interesting about Trump. He's always a showman. He's marketing. He's branding. He's selling. And I think that rubs people the wrong way. But I get it. And it's funny, I had one of my friends, he said to me, Kevin, I just wish Trump would do so-and-so. I forget what it was. And I said, okay, fine. But here's what you know what it was? I was doing a radio show, and one of my buddies from Ohio, the producer, he chimed in because they thought I was going to be mad because I said, no, Trump's made some mistakes. Some of these people he's recommended. I've been saying this for quite some time. Anyway, he said, he says, but I'm still voting for him. If he's our guy, I'm still voting. That's what everybody said. You know, Kevin, I wish Trump would do, but I'll still vote for him. And I go, great. So see, that tells you right there. That's quite frankly what you want to say in a candidate. I don't like this about him, but I'm still voting for him. You want to know what you're saying? You're saying, I don't like it, this thing, but his results are something I do like. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Get our merch. If you like this show, I really encourage you to do something financial to help us. Let me tell you, we are about to roll out our Backstage Club. And some of you have already earned the right to be in it. You've given us so much money. You are like Albert, for example. He's a founder. You know, there are others. And we're going to be sending you something that is an appreciation. But for those that want to help out, I don't care if it's $5 recurring a month. That's what we have. We have to have recurring donations. And this isn't a plea, like a beg. It's to just explain to you what we're doing. Go look at what we're doing, the programs we're doing, our One Urban Voice to work with parents and help them solidify their relationships, because a good family environment leads to good children who go out and do good things, blah, blah, blah. We are making a difference at the source. Go get involved, folks. I'm telling you. Figure out a way to help out. You ask anybody if I'm willing to talk to you about what we're doing, stuff like that. I take phone calls every day from people calling me to say, hey, I got something to say. I just had a guy, he's a trucker, Dave. He listens to the show. We talked the other day. I've never met him. We're supposed to be having some beers and some barbecue. What's up with that, trucker, Dave? But, you know, it'll happen soon. Many of you we talk about. Anyway, back to Trump. He's talking about Biden shaking hands with the air, walking around bewildered. We talked about it before. Taking orders from the Easter Bunny. He talked about the world in shambles, American cities in chaos, crime running rampant, etc. He says, we can't just make America great again. We got to make America great again, again. And he's right. It's MAGA, MAGA. We added an A on the end of MAGA. It's MAGA. That's the world we now live in. And as I mentioned, I talked about Hunter Biden. They're trying to erase Hunter Biden. Wikipedia removed the entry on Hunter Biden's involvement in the investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners. I did a whole show on Hunter Biden a while back. Told you the timeline of when he got what and when. My friend Bob out of Tampa or St. Pete area, he says, Kevin, thanks for that. I had no idea. Now, Wikipedia wants to get rid of any ties of Hunter to Seneca Partners. You want to know why? Because it will absolutely prove to you this guy was crooked. There were people around him who were crooked. It will expand an investigation into such. And it's not going to work, but this is what they're hoping. They can pull a Christine Blasey Ford and erase the fact that this chick was the loosest girl in her school. She wanted boys to have sex with her because she was uglier than your grandpa's toes. That's why. They erased their past so they can try to do nefarious things. Oh, and my hypothalamus and my hippocampus and all this. And I said to them, peace did not bother me. And oh, I remember it in a dream. Whatever. I don't know what this woman says, but I can tell you this. Nobody molested her. If you saw Christine Blasey Ford when she was young, as the old saying goes, she could scare a bulldog off a meat truck. The girl was ugly. As we used to say in the vernacular, she was fugly. You can figure out what it means. But she wants us to believe the lies as she's deleting her past. Let me tell you something. I don't have the best past. I'm not anything bad or anything, but I wouldn't delete any of it. Go look. If we're going to hold people to the standard of a rearview mirror, who do you know that can hold up? Everybody's made mistakes. Some worse than others. I'll certainly put mine up against anybody. I mean, there's some things I would go, ooh, I wouldn't do that again, but nothing that I'm like, oh, okay, well, No. I got nothing like that. But these Bidens, they got to hide everything. They don't want to tell you anything about themselves. They reconstruct everything. No, Joe wasn't a liar. Yeah, he was. He still is. Hunter, he's now a Renaissance man. I don't know on what planet, because that's a bizarro world where a crackhead is a Renaissance man. He's a flat-out crackhead who ran his family's illegal business. His daddy is the big guy. His stepmom is an egomaniac who wanted to be a senator's wife and ultimately got what she wanted. And the big cheat that happened in November of 2020 and all the other things leading beyond that I talked about when I talked about my Twitter, what I tweeted just yesterday, and the other lies that we're going to find out about this Jerry Springer, Maury family that should never be in the White House, and all the people who put them there, the crooked people. I just want you to stop for a second and ask yourself what you know, okay? Just if it were bona fide, if we could get rid of all the pretense of the left, and you knew with 100% certainty, which we do, but I'm saying let the world know what we know with 100% certainty, that Joe Biden is the big guy. He used Hunter to get money for his, you know, his family, et cetera, et cetera. What if we knew what we already know? They're taking their stuff out. The deletion for his stuff took place on Wednesday. Hunter Biden has been in the middle of controversy, right, since the news came out that his Rosemont Seneca financed the Pentagon's military bioweapons program in Ukraine. That was written up in the Washington Post. The brief page on the firm, they said, was thin on details and in bad need of an overhaul, but did provide information about the company's founding by Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines. Co-founder of Wikipedia, Larry Sanger, claims that the site can no longer be trusted and has devolved into propaganda. I tried to get my page on Wikipedia, my published page, through my group, and they wouldn't let it go up. And they want to talk about it's propaganda. Well, let me tell you something, folks. We just got a propaganda machine taken off the market. Twitter took, Musk took it off the market, and it's going to now become a truth platform. And I think they're letting people back on. We'll talk about this more in a bit. But what I will tell you is all these leftists need to scrub their past.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Twitter leftists are losing their minds. They're saying, oh, there's a mass exodus happening at Twitter. Don't worry, they'll be back. And you know what? I don't really care. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. If Twitter becomes a conservative platform of free speech, fine. You want to know why? Because we talk about everything. Do you think we are in love with Mitch McConnell? Of course not. We don't care about Mitch McConnell. We don't care about Kevin McCarthy. I give you the name, Andrew. We don't care about these guys. We care about truth. And are you playing fair? We've learned that McCarthy was back hamstrung Trump. I'm going to talk more about this later as well. Same with Mitch McConnell. We went after these guys. We don't cut them any slack because they have an R after their name or there's some centralized force that says we must support this or that. I have been excoriating Donald Trump about this Truth Social. I'm going to be doing it later today. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment. He screwed up. I don't have a problem saying it, but these Twitter leftists, man, these leftists in general, they want their own platform. I will prove it to you in this segment. They want something that they can cheat, they can do whatever they want to do, and they get upset when they're caught doing it. So, let me ask you. I talked about this the other day. Twitter gets bought by Musk, overpaid. He overpays for it. You make 38. If you had Twitter stock, you made 38% in a month. If you bought it 2 months ago, you made 38% profit. That's just amazing. I would be begging for this guy to buy me. The richest guy in the world is going to put his force behind you? So anyway, he buys them out. They all make a profit. He says, I want to make it fair. And what does the left do? The left does what it predictably always does. They say, oh, he's not going to be fair. He's going to do this. What is he going to say? Elon Musk is going to take away women's right to choose. Elon Musk is going to oppress black people. Elon Musk is going to oppress the LGBT. Elon Musk is going to do this. He's the new boogeyman, right? Good luck with that, leftist. Good luck. Because let me tell you something, Elon Musk will go down in history as one of the most innovative people in the world. And as I've already told you about him, look, I'm no Elon Musk fan. I used to be, and I still remain critical in the sense that Elon Musk used billions of dollars of American taxpayer money in order to get rich. But here was the outcome. He was successful. He revolutionized the car industry. There is nothing you can say about it. I'll tell you, I have thought about this long and hard. You go out, you buy yourself a new Bugatti, or you buy yourself some new fancy sports car that's got an internal combustion engine, and a Tesla will blow your doors off if you dare put it up against it. A production car will blow the doors off of what you've created there. I've seen it. Go Google the videos. You'll see it. Tesla's got this truck that drags every other truck of its same power source, drags it around like a rag doll. Now, it's going to run out of energy. It doesn't last very long, but even the battery technology. What is he pushing? What will batteries finally be able to do when it's all said and done? I don't know, but here's what I'll tell you. Because he's pushing the envelope, battery technology's improved certainly geometrically in the last few years. Well, what about when it improves exponentially? What about when a battery in a Tesla can easily take you 500 miles? What about when a battery can be so powerful, a big enough and more power and powerful enough battery with backup that has the regenerative power that can fly you across the country with ease? What about when that occurs? And suddenly there's no more talk about disposal of it and things like this. That technology's out there. It's waiting. So we're all for green, but we're for doing it the right way. And Tesla is doing a lot of this stuff the right way. He's innovating in ways you need to do it. But boy, it's driving the left crazy. Twitter shareholders made money like bandits. And you know what the left is doing? They're attacking one of America's best, one of the world's best citizens. Look, I don't know how he is on a personal level. I'm not saying build statues around him. And as I mentioned, I wasn't a fan of how he did it at first. But you know what I'm a fan of? I'm a fan of the outcome. Same thing I said about Trump. Wasn't a fan of his style. Not my style. Not a fan of how he chooses people. Not a fan of how he recognizes what's really going on behind the scenes to trick him. Not a fan of any of that. But I'm a fan of most of the outcomes. Here's a clip. People losing their minds. Talking about racism and sexism of Elon Musk. Jeff Bezos trying to tie him to China in some weird text. Here it is.
Breaking news just in the last couple of minutes from the tech world with Elon Musk the world's richest guy agreeing to buy Twitter. This estimated $44 billion deal. It'll make the social media megaphone a private company.
Remember, this is a very controversial, polarizing owner of Twitter. A lot of the individuals and critics that we've been speaking to in recent weeks say they're really concerned about safety and violence and threats, especially against women and people of color on Twitter. Several people I've spoken to today already saying no, they don't trust safety and the, you know, goodness of Twitter if Elon Musk is the owner.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That girl says, several people I've spoken to today don't trust safety and goodness if Elon Musk is the owner. That cracked me up. So look at how scientific it is for her. Several people she's spoken to today. Huh? Where? Around the studio? Huh? MSNBC? Around the studio? Where were you? What makes it scientific? Were they experts? Is this the new science? They don't trust safety and goodness. It's minorities should be afraid because of the talk that's going to come around. Oh, my Lord, somebody going to talk about killing black folks on Twitter? You know what Elon Musk is saying? He's saying, number one, I want to verify who you are. I want to know who you are. When you make a statement, I want to know who you are. And you can determine what you want to do. You can determine who you want to see, who you want to... Yeah, I mean, look at these social media sites. You can link to who you want. Nobody's telling you, you got to listen to Kevin Jackson. Anyway, I'm going to move on because this next clip's even better. This is a guy named Melber. He's on MSNBC, and he's concerned about what Elon Musk can do now that he controls Twitter.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Do you have a real understanding now of how moronic leftists are? Welcome back, folks. This guy is too obtuse to understand what he just described as what we go through. What we've been going through for a decade with Twitter, where what? If you own all of Twitter or Facebook and what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. Jack Dorsey took the president of the United States off of Twitter, because Donald Trump said that the election, that January 6th was a hoax, that he was cheated. He took him off. They took his video down when he said, look, I have nothing to do with January 6th. People go home. He says, he goes on to say, you don't even have to be transparent. You can secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, which, by the way, is exactly what Twitter did. You could ban all of its nominees. You could just secretly turn down their reach. I give you Twitter. They did everything this guy describes. And you know what he's afraid of? Us doing it to them. It was okay if they did it to us. He's afraid of Musk doing it to them. He says the rest of us might not even find out until after the election. You know what this guy's telling you? This is what we did in your face, to your face. You could do nothing about it. But the minute that you get a leg up on us, now I'm going to bring it all to your attention. I'm going to pretend that I didn't do it, but I'm going to let you know, don't you dare do it. Does this remind you of anybody, like, say, Congress, where the Democrats, oh, we need 60 people rule. No, let's take away the supermajority. Let's now make it just a simple majority. Whenever it's in their favor, they change the rules. Whenever we get a leg up, then suddenly things got to change back. You tired of playing this game? I'm tired of playing this game. I won't play it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.